听力课堂，听 class.com。
洪恩环境英语中高级篇。
High Intermediate Part 2。
课文。
Lesson 1.
But Patricia has worked in news before.
While Maria is away, I want to plan some great shows. Let's discuss our best stories. Jake?
Abbott Larkin is building a new computer factory in Stanford. I want to interview him here at the studio.
Good. When?
Next month.
Tell me about stories we can do now.
The Natural History Museum has an exhibit on archaeology. Everyone says it's fabulous. I want to do a story on it.
That's good. Jim Stewart is doing a local story on the Nature Center. What are you doing, Connie?
I'm doing a story on employment agencies.
Really? Then maybe you can help me with a big problem.Maria's assistant is sick.
Oh, no. Kathy's sick? What's wrong?
She'll be okay, but she could be away for months.
You'll need help while Maria's away.
Who can we hire? Any ideas?
Patricia Wu is looking for a job now.
How much experience has she had in television?
She worked for a newspaper last year.
I know Patricia. She's never worked in television. Thomas Jones is good. He was a writer at an advertising agency in 1990. Now he's a writer for a magazine.
But he's never worked in news.
He graduated from Columbia University last year. And Greg Olden went to Columbia. But he didn't graduate. And Patricia Wu graduated from New York University 3 years ago.
Greg Olden was a cameraman.
He's never worked in news. But Patricia has worked in news before. I'll call Patricia, then I'll talk to Maria about it.
That was easy.
We're lucky. It can be hard to find the right person. My next story is about employment agencies.Mike and I are going to 2 employment agencies this afternoon. Every day, employment agencies help companies find the right employees. They compare job qualifications and recommend the best people. Yesterday, we visited several agencies in Stanford to find out how they work.Mike, I like to see agents comparing people's resumes. Just photograph their discussions. We'll edit it later.
Okay, so now we're looking again. Go back to Jim. This fella has spent, if we look at it, from 1973 to 1989, as a scientist. So he was a scientist too.
John has a PhD and Jim does too.
All right, now we'll look at Bob here. Well, you can see he started out as a teacher, but he was a science teacher. So he knows science. Looking at it, Jim's also used computers. Bob has too.
Here, Mike.
Let's film these two agents.
Sandy's worked as a computer programmer, but John hasn't.
And what is his salary now? Is that about right? Yeah. Is he looking for any increase?
I think it was, 43.
All right, now who have you got over here?
I have the guy for the training job.
Oh, this is the fellow.
I think he is absolutely perfect.
Oh, Vic Smith, okay.
He is.
How many years' experience did he have working with that?
He had 3 years.
Okay.
But very solid work.
I see.
Working with the...
When did he graduate and get his degree?
He graduated in 84. John hasn't used an IBM computer before. And George hasn't either.
Does he have children?
Oh, yes, he does. He has one.
How many children does he have?
He has one.
Okay.
But he's willing to relocate. George really does have excellent references,
good.
And John does too. They're both very good.
This is the end of lesson 1.